Oh, it is just after 4, WMFO Medford, and you are listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And let's see, what have we been listening to? That was the Tuba Trio Chronicles, off of their Tuba Trio Chronicles 2. And we'll have more. That was called Ode to Life, written by Joseph Daly. And give you some more information about this. This is a new CD to the show. He's been one of the sidemen, playing with different folks like Sam Rivers, Carla Bley, Gil Evans, Charlie Hayden, Taj Mahal. So he's got a lot of priors there. It's kind of in the same vein as Charlie Mingus, Duke Ellington, and George Russell. He's received fellowships in music composition from different organizations. He's currently composing a new large-scale work that will be premiered in conjunction with his 75th birthday in 2024. And, it's all kinds of stuff here. So this album, the first one was dedicated to Sam Rivers, but this is number 2. Let's see what they say about that. He got a scholarship to the Manhattan School of Music, and that's how he got his bachelor's degree in performance and a master's degree in music education. He retired in 2005, and now he dedicates education of young people. That's wonderful. And we'll hear more about that. Thanks to Kate Smith. She sends me all these wonderful things. Now, before that, we haven't heard it yet. We're going to hear Rose Mellette, If I Never Sing Another Song. Let's see, who else did I play before that? Fischl Bresler, From Sadigur to Memphis. Involved is the name of that CD, and he came up from, I think he lives in Providence, and sat in a little bit with the concert of a couple of musicians that came in from Safat, and I've been wanting to get some of his music on the air. It sounded great. So we heard the Klezmatics before that at Tepel, from a CD called Rise Up on Rounder Records. Shulam, CD is called The Perfect Dream, and this is a song called Face the Unknown. He has an absolutely gorgeous voice. When I bought this CD, I thought it had more Hebrew, but it has a lot of English. But anyway, his voice is beautiful. Idan Rachel Project, Ben Karot Beti, Within My Walls, from that CD, on Kumbancha. Karen Casey, Young and Beautiful, on a CD, 2 More Hours, on Crow Valley Music. Klingon Klezmer, Zeta Tance is the name of that song. And Honey, Would You Be Meshuggah Tonight? I love it. And Sarit Haddad, Venamre, from a CD called Hagiga. I think that's good. Let's see. Let me share some important information for you, if I could just grab it. All right. Oops. So, had a couple of visits from some of the staff here, and some of these staff here are just fabulous. All right, so, seatbelt safety, no matter what it takes. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Well, I would say not only kids, but everybody in your car. I mean, seriously, right? Okay, let's see. Let's go to this. I'm losing my voice. Dreams Realized from Rose Mellette. Let's see. Thank you.
my heyday, young men wrote to me. Everybody seemed to have time to devote to me. Everyone I saw all swore they knew me. Once upon a song, vain attraction, couldn't buy a seat. The celebrities would die to me. I've had every accolade bestowed on me, and so you see, if I never sing another song, it wouldn't bother me. But you love it all, though you have to learn to act like you're above it all. Everything I did, the world applauded. Once upon a star, got a scrapbook full of quotes, I can't recall them all. There was a time I felt the world belonged to me, and so you see, if I never sing
thank you. this is a day only the Lord could make. Well, I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I got to the river and I threw my clothes away. I paid my time and now I'm as good as new. I paid my time and now I'm as good as new. Keep on raining, the levee gonna break. If it keep on raining, the levee gonna break. Some of these people gonna strip you of all they can take. Salvation can be waiting behind the next bend of the road. I pick you up from the gutter, and this is the thanks I get. I pick you up from the gutter, and this is the thanks I get. You say you want me to quit you, I told you no, not just yet. Well, I look in your eyes, I see nobody other than me. I look in your eyes, I see nobody other than me. I see all that I am and all I hope to be. If it keep on raining, the levee gonna break. If it keep on raining, the levee gonna break. Some of these people don't know which route. Keep on raining, the levee gonna break.
All right. There you have it, Mr. Bob Dylan himself. There, the levee's going to break. And so that was very strange. I was trying to pull up something on our automated system for Barbara Streisand, and it said reels from Sadagor. Let's see, what does it say? From trip to Sadagor. So I don't know exactly what that was. Maybe it was from one of the film scores. Who knows? But it was not at all what I was trying to do. In any case, before that, we heard Anna Nelson. The song is called Waltz, from a CD called Bridges. And Rose Millette, If I Never Sing Another Song, from her CD Dreams Realized. That's a new CD. And I wanted to share a little bit about who she is. I thought her voice was absolutely gorgeous. So, let's see what we have here. She's done musical voiceovers for several movies, including I Never Think of You, Now and Then, and that featured Demi Moore, Rosie O'Donnell, and Melanie Griffith. So she recorded America the Beautiful for audio presentation on public television stations out in California. She did a CD entitled Building Dreams and Send in the Clowns. That's on iTunes and Amazon. And she regularly performs in Palm Springs, California, in the Purple Room. How fun. She also appears in a one-woman theatrical production as jazz icon Sarah Vaughan, a tribute to her life and music. I bet that's fabulous. Visit the Songs of Sarah page within this website. Okay, so the website, let's see, it says, you've got the youtube.com at Rose Mallett, M-A-L-L-E-T-T. And let's see. She was born in Chicago, began singing in elementary school, part of the school chorus. Then her family moved to L.A. At the age of 16, she formed a R&B singing group with three girlfriends. The group was discovered by R&B singing duo Sam and Dave, who offered them an opportunity to record a demo at Capitol Records. Once the demo was completed, they were offered a recording contract. Years later, Rose was introduced to Marvin Gaye, and through that association, Rose was often the guest of Marvin's during recording sessions at Motown and witnessed great songs in the making, such as What's Going On and Sexual Healing. That exposure led to a working relationship with Motown producer Hal Davis, who gave Rose the opportunity to sing recording demos of songs he had written to pitch to already signed female artists at Motown. So, she's in Las Vegas. She's performed at the Riviera and MGM Grand Hotels with Ben Vereen and Susan Anton. Very nice, very attractive cover. It's got her wearing some beautiful, sort of tribal-looking things with gorgeous blue color, like an aquamarine color. Very pretty. Dreams realized. All right, we'll hear more from her. So, I want to share something with you from... This is Kol Chevra. The Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach Foundation puts this out, the Six Yortzeit issue. Now, those of you who listen know that this is my Rebbe, my teacher. And so I'd like to share some things. This is called The First Moment by Sheri Yazgur Sofar. It began in the year 1978. I was invited to spend Simchas Torah in Manhattan at my sister-in-law's sister. I had also just started graduate school for music therapy at New York University. Simchas Torah night, we went to synagogue. I had traveled across the world, been in two different states in America, but this was my first time on the Upper West Side for Yom Tov. When everybody was dancing, it just didn't reach me. The women were thinking too much about how they should move their feet. No one took off, so I had to leave. It was too dry for me. The Ruach was missing. I met a friend outside who asked me, would you like to go to Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach's shul? I said, sure. I had heard his name. My father had one of his albums, which I overheard in our home. I really didn't think I knew too much about him. I forgot that he had come to my elementary school and played a song for us years before. Arriving at his shul, I felt the energy meet my own energy. I was pulled into a circle of love, warmth and beauty. I danced and danced and danced, a soul on fire, so hungry to be close to the divine. Now it's obvious to me how ignited I was in a shul filled with so much yellow, mellow, awesome, warm light. I was filled with ecstasy, joy. It was as though I was receiving the Torah for the first time. On our way out, Shlomo was standing by the door saying, "Good Yom Tov," to everyone who turns to me and says, "What's your name? Who are you? Please wait for me until everyone leaves." So I did. We talked, and when Shlomo heard that I was studying music therapy, he said, "Maybe we'll play music together." He asked me to call him after Yom Tov, and I did. I told him how beautiful and warm Yom Tov was by him. After that, he took me to many learnings, to concerts all over. I was at his side. He treated me like a queen and wanted me to travel everywhere with him. I couldn't learn enough. I took a deep dive. I was swept away. A number of years later, I lived in Yerushalayim. There's too much I could say. When Shlomo was in Eretz Yisrael, with Shabbos on the Moshav, I was there too, at his side. Years later, now married with children, Shlomo asked me in my home, "Are you still my right-hand man?" I said, "Yes." I recently produced my first album, Libi, My Heart, dedicated to Shlomo. I know he loves it and is smiling. There are many stories I can share, too, about how he came to me in dreams, especially during the time I was recording. Today, he's at my side. I study his teachings. They are a part of me. I give them over. I give concerts, singing both my compositions, Nigunim and Shlomo's. He's very much here with all of us. May Hashem help us see Mashiach soon and witness Techias HaMesim, the rising of the dead, resurrection of the dead. May we all dance and sing a new song together soon in Yerushalayim Habnuya, and with our Rebbe Shlomo, who gave us a taste of eternity of Gan Eden. May we see his face soon, smiling at us. I know he's proud of us. So beautiful. That's Gewaltig. So, all right, let me play a little Shlomo then. Hadodi. Very nice. So I want to share a little bit from the Book of Psalms. This is attributed to King David, and this is the last psalm in the Book of 150. It's our practice to say these daily. And so this, I'll read the English for you first, and then I'll chant the Hebrew. Hallelujah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him as befits His abundant greatness. Praise Him with the blast of the shofar. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise him with drum and dance. Praise him with organ and flute. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with resonant trumpets. Let all souls praise God. Hallelujah. So in the notes it says, the psalmist sums up his task by saying that mankind, I should say, all of us, must enrich our spiritual self by recognizing God's greatness and kindness and by praising him. The psalmist's long list of musical instruments reflects the full spectrum of human emotions and spiritual potential, all of which can be aroused by music. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Ebikacha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Birkiyahuza. Hallelujah, Bigvurasa. Hallelujah, Kirov Kudlo. Hallelujah, Beseka Shofar. Hallelujah, Benevel Vichino. Hallelujah, Besofer Machor. Hallelujah, Beminim Vuka. Hallelujah, Betisele Shama. Hallelujah, Betisele Tirura. Kala Neshama Te Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Kala Neshama Te Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Also, at the end of learning every morning, we finish with this very important prayer. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim b'tzara b'tzara uv'shivya ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha Hamakom Yerachem, Yerachem Aleihem, Biyotziem Mitzara, Levavachom Me'afel Aliora, Umishibud Ligula, Hashta Magala, Uvizman Kari. We'll be right back.
ארץ חמדת
Oh, that was fun. Okay. Yaakov Shweki, Libi Bamizrach, and before that, Mendy Werdiger on Chaverim, the same name. Let's see, Zach Meyer, before I did Tehillim, Lecha Dodi, and Zach Meyer is a local folk, but he's got a bunch of other folks from all over. Shlomo Karbach, my Rebbe, Yair Ribon Olam from Open Your Hearts, and Bob Dylan, the Levy's going to break before I read from Kol Chevra. And let's see. I can't spell. I forgot there's an R in there. Okay. So we have time for one or two more. Let's see. We've got David Sasso with Jacob's Ladder, and he's going to do Sadi Katamar, and we'll follow up with Cantor. Where is his name? Oh my goodness. I can't even see it. Kosovetsky. No. Well, I'll have to find it. Yitzchak Meir Helfgott. That's who we want. All right. First, we'll do this one. Okay.
Katamar Yifra Geres Balbanon Yiske Shetulim Deveir Adonai Bechatzrot Elohim Yafrito Od Yenuvun Deseva Deshenim Veranim Yiyu Behagid Yashar Yaday, 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 yaday
Was macht sie?